activated to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight, the name of this show. We got a wad, or a wad or a wide, either or, a swath across this great nation. I like to call it water cooler buzz in your own backyard and beyond. Really, that sums up what we're talking about here. And the water cooler buzz, sometimes we create it, at least we hope we do, trying to be thought-provoking and compelling. And what is compelling radio these days? What is the compelling conversation? Sadly, a lot of the conversation is over our justice system, and I think it is worth lifting the lid and examining it a little bit. In our previous show, so many of you reacted, most of you stunned over the jury's acquittal of Casey Anthony. And to me, in a nutshell, Kaylee gets no justice. There's no justice being served here. Do I think Casey Anthony did it? Yes. Beyond a reasonable doubt. But that's the question that the jurors had to answer. And after being sequestered for the length of time that they were sequestered and being given the case, an almost lickety split coming back in less than 11 hours with a verdict, they didn't believe it. They didn't believe this young, attractive girl done it. And I don't think it was that the defense was that brilliant. And I said this on our last go-around with this when we first found out about it. It really was the prosecution losing the case. That being said, it is a huge, huge boon to the careers or the coffers of the Anthony family, because the parents are talking about writing a book. Casey Anthony's talking about having another child, writing a book, movie rights. This is like a day after all this went down. And, of course, Thursday we find out on those other charges of lying to the cops about all her cockamamie stories, whether or not she's going to do any time for that. I think she walks because of the time that she already served. Jose Baez was her main defense counsel. He talked about saving her life and the chance that there was this opening, this chasm he saw, and he took it. Take a listen.
I felt a great sense of relief. I felt I was ecstatic for my client, and I was happy. Really, the happiest moment came after the first not guilty, because I knew I had saved her life. I'm afraid for her, and I don't think it's fair.
All right, so he's afraid because of the court of public opinion. People are so outraged, so concerned about whether or not someone's going to take a shot and try to just take her out and serve justice up their own way. Now, I don't think that happens. But the more that this is played up, the more she plays it up, the book deals, the movie, television, all that kind of stuff, which hasn't happened exactly yet. There's just conversations, supposedly, about books coming out, the family writing books. I mean, what are they going to say? The answer to the riddle is, who did it? Who did it? And you're not going to get that in any of this nonsense that's going to come out afterwards. So sadly, it becomes an even sicker, twisted thing, because now the family profiteers off of the death, if they do this, off the death of the 2-year-old granddaughter and daughter. I don't know. Does that seem fair? No, it's not fair. I'm still going to pose the question to all of you. I mean, this is America. It's all about the opportunity, right? So now the opportunity, sickeningly so, is there for this woman to jump on. And the vultures are circling. Oh, yeah. Absolutely. If she wanted to do a reality television show, if she wanted to write a string of books, if she wanted to give some exclusive interviews to the tune of, I don't know, $500,000, maybe more, in the right circumstances, absolutely, people would jump all over this. She'll make millions. And same thing applies to the parents, which they are definitely, from what I understand, going to jump on this. And if that's true, you possibly have three people that will make millions off of the death of a two-year-old daughter and granddaughter, as I already said. That's just flat out wrong. I mean, where is the remorse? Where is the sorrow? Where is any of that in this whole thing? Where is any of that? I don't know. Am I reaching here, or do you feel the same way? We have not closed the book on Casey Anthony, trust me. With freedom, now will come all this opportunity. It's not the last we've heard of her. And certainly, someone will get to her and wave the dollar bills around enough that there will be some sort of a deal that comes out of this. I think she gets the get out of jail card on Thursday. I think she gets that at her sentencing. So now she'll cash in movies, magazines, books, reality TV. I don't know if she got a reality TV, maybe not. But something's coming out of it. This has been since 2008, and she's cleared of all the heavy charges, which we already know, the first-degree murder, the aggravated child abuse, the aggravated manslaughter, all that stuff. Just the lying to police on the missing person case. But I think she gets the time served. She gets it. And Jose Baez, who you just heard, is kind of very sincere because, you know, when you represent a client, that's the whole idea. Do you really want to know if they're guilty or innocent? You're just defending them to the best of your ability if you're on the defense. If that's what you do for a living, that's what you want to know. And remember, when Kaylee went missing, Casey Anthony said that the two-year-old was with a nanny. Who, that wasn't true. Because eventually all that confrontation came out. And there was no nanny by that name. Zanita Fernandez Gonzalez. A woman who denied ever even meeting this family and later filed a defamation lawsuit. 11 hours of deliberating on this. 11 hours of it. The jury ignored the scientific evidence, according to a New York lawyer, Susan Moss, who you heard from in our previous show. And the world is a sadder place because there is no retribution for this young child. All right, so we're not done with the Casey Anthony story. The question really is book, movie, rights, all that stuff. If she were to say forget all that and the family were to say forget all that, would that make you say at least, hey, they're not profiteering off of the death of their own flesh and blood? To me, that would be a little better. But I still don't feel right about this. 800-259-5791. Kicking the can down the road. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment frequent basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237, and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher-safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
We're kicking the can down the road. One of the things, taking a look at the Anthony verdict, how can you not, a day or two later, still discuss the shock and some of the reaction that we've seen far and wide over this? To me, as this woman tries to rebuild her life, hey, she went through the justice system. The jury said, you know, she's not guilty, and that's how we do it here in the United States of America. Innocent until proven guilty, reasonable doubt and all that. But I think she's a big fat liar, and I think she got off of killing her daughter. I mean, she got out of this thing big time, and it's really the two-year-old that we mourn. It really is. It's really unbelievable to me, because let's say, for the sake of argument's sake, she gets pregnant, she has a child, it's just not her thing. She wants to party, she wants to be the babe in the bar, she wants to do the wet t-shirt contest, the hot body contest, the whatever. I don't care. Young and dumb, I mean, hey, everyone's been there, right? Then she could have easily given up the child to somebody who would have, I'm sure, gladly scooped up this beautiful young two-year-old. But that being said, for whatever the reason, the Anthony family carries this around and they know what happened. So sickening to me is a big, fat, juicy, huge book contract. And maybe she has to kind of hide out because there's so many people that hate her. You know, the court of public opinion, like I said before. But still, she's going to profit off of her daughter's death. To me, that doesn't seem right. So now, let me spin this around for you. She didn't go on the stand. People just formed their opinion of her, all that sort of stuff. Okay. If she had come out, let's say she had gone on the courthouse steps and said, listen, I know there's people out there that think I did it. The jury, acquitted me. I am thankful for this chance or whatever she said. And I'm just going to announce right now, I'm not taking any kind of a deal to talk about my story, any of that sort of stuff. I'm just taking donations for a foundation for my daughter or whatever. Or I only care that I've lost my daughter in all of this, blah, 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 whatever. But, of course, that wasn't said at all. So she definitely is not going to be normal. She's definitely not going to lead a normal life. But I think she's a psychopath. Does she get the second chance? Does she get that second chance at whatever life brings, this 25-year-old? I'll tell you one thing. Whatever kind of deals she takes, however much money she makes, whatever, I would say that she should not stay in town. She shouldn't stay in town. She should rebuild somewhere else. That's what I would say. And you just have to wonder, when they announce this verdict on Tuesday, her parents get out of their seats, no emotion. They hear the verdict. They leave the courtroom ahead of everyone else. And they haven't spoken with their daughter since the verdict. Right? So it's like you wonder. In some way, perhaps they figured that they were going to find her guilty. I don't know. That is a tough spot to be in. 800-259-5791. Let's go to Don in Wyoming. Hey, Don.
Hello, Kate. Are you there?
I'm here. Go for it.
Hey, I have a question for you about the trial. Now, she didn't take the stand, is that right?
No.
But isn't the prosecutor allowed to call her to the stand? I mean, why wouldn't he call her up there and grilled her?
You're not required to take the stand. You don't. If it's a capital murder case, if you are being tried, you're not. It's up to you whether you take the stand or not.
I lost him there. I would think that she would have to answer to the questions. You know that a prosecutor would have. Maybe I'm. I agree.
It does certainly seem that way, doesn't it? And this poor Jeff Ashton, who was the prosecutor, I think he really thought that they did everything that they could have done. I mean, he's retiring Friday. He's done. He's sick of it. And I'm sure part of it, even though he was planning on retiring, this probably boosted it up a little bit. And, he said that he thinks, I was watching him on one show today, he thinks that the jurors applied the law like they understood it, that, beyond a reasonable doubt is a high, high standard. So some people think that they should have gone for less, like, murder in the first degree, whatever, and not done the capital murder thing and not gone for the whole enchilada, and maybe they would have gotten it, I don't know. But, to me, just a sickening verdict in the end. And now you heard me say this, John, how do you feel about the profiteering over the little girl's death? I mean, there was a way to turn this around a tad, but that wasn't going to happen. That was never in the cards that they were going to stand there on the on the courtroom steps and say, listen, I don't want to talk to anyone. I'm going to make this one statement. It's my kid is dead. That's the whole tragedy in this. I'm not going to do reality TV. I'm spurning away all these other things. But that's not going to happen.
Now, my thought is, I did hear this. Let me tell you a little tape about most people that are criminals.
Yeah.
They're not very smart. I'm not even sure that I could pull off the perfect crime without looking like an idiot, you know? And,
yeah.
You know how her defense was that, well, she drowned in the pool? You know, and we talked about that last time. Well, why didn't you just tell the cops it was an accidental drowning, you know? I think that's what she did. I think she drowned her little girl in that pool, stuck her in a bunch of garbage bags, threw her in the trunk of her car. Remember they said the back trunk smelled like the stench of death. you know, drove around for 31 days or whatever, 31 days, trying to figure out how to get rid of the body. And then she finally figured out how to do it. And the rest of the story, the rest of the story. You know, that's probably what went down with this. But, I will not blame this jury. Yeah, we all wanted the conviction. But they have
right.
to go, you know, you're going to have, you might have to be put, now, I had to go on a jury trial once, and it wasn't for capital murder. But you have to just go off of the facts that are presented, you know, and there just was no connection, you know, no DNA, no left hair, you know, or et cetera, you know, whatever, you know, to tie her to it, you know. She pulled off, you know, a Mr. Brooks, or was that movie with Kevin Costner?
Oh, I saw that movie, yeah, where nobody thought that. Brooks, something about Brooks or something, yeah.
Yeah, you know, and... So she, you know, she got away with it. Now, here, you're talking about the profiteering, so, okay? In order for her to profit, for companies out there to offer her money, those companies have got to believe that Americans are going to want to watch, are going to want to listen to, and she listened to this girl and hear her, okay? So then who is the one that's helping her profit off of, you know, they're just the middleman. The American public is the one that's going to determine whether this girl profits off of this or not. You know, if you want to watch her interviews, read her book, if they make a movie, watch the movie, you're helping her profit off of her death of her daughter. If that's what if you believe that she killed her daughter. Drop the fascination. If she's smart, she'll get out of town and change her name, maybe even move to another country, you know, just to get away from this, you know, the fact that people might see her and go, oh, that's Casey Anthony, you know. But, you know, it kind of goes back to, there was a question about this when, Spielberg did, you know, Schindler's List, you know, and it was a great movie, film of the year, tons of Oscars, you know, Liam Neeson, you know, Oscar, you know, you're just sitting there, and it was a great movie. Hell, I even bought the darn thing, you know, I've got it on DVD. But the fact is, the story was about a bunch of people that died, and Spielberg made millions off of that movie. What did he do with that money? Did he put it in his own bank account, you know? Who's at fault that the fact that he, I mean, it, you know, it was a little twisty because, you know, he was able to show a good side, I guess, to the, a good story part of the Holocaust. But the fact is that, you know, he still made money off of something that happened during the Holocaust, you know. And I just want to give you one last quick thing here last night. I heard out of LA, you know, you remember Rick Springfield, Jesse's girl? And
yeah.
I was talking to you about integrity last night. This guy got busted for DUI, you know. 0.10, you know, alcohol content, you know,
mm-hmm.
And, you know, he's trying to fight it. I'm like, hey, Rick, you were drinking, you were driving, whether
just
you were legally drunk
yeah.
or not, you know,
yeah.
be a man, put in a girl again, be a real
yeah.
man.
But that's not what it's about, though, Don. The thing is, in the case, and you've gone off kind of on a tangent here, obviously, but in his case, somebody gets him off, he doesn't want to do any time for that. More on Anthony next.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver, that's UTOPIA Silver, utopiasilver.com, or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338, utopiasilver.com, taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We don't need to convince you that the threat of forced entry is on the rise and that your door locks are inadequate. Now you can virtually eliminate the threat of your door being kicked in with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel offers standalone door kick-in protection for under $67 and installs in minutes on any door. Turn your home or apartment into a fortress. Get the Door Sentinel at SentinelSecurityGroup.com or call 678-648-6757. The Door Sentinel, always on guard for you.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you're concerned about radiation poisoning from Japan in the air, water, or food and can't find potassium iodide, go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com and choose Liquid Zeolite. Liquid Zeolite is hands down the best product to remove radiation from your body and safely removes toxins, heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. For fatigue, muscle weakness, headaches, memory loss, influenza, joint pain, or toxic radiation poisoning, use Liquid Zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Liquid Zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid Zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com or call 800-880-9976. Call 800-880-9976 today and learn how to get free bottles of Liquid Zeolite.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
So Casey Anthony set to make a fortune. She is sitting on bars of gold. Yeah, seriously, that's how I'd describe it. And this on the death of her daughter and after being imprisoned and going through this trial and ultimately the verdict that acquits her, what happens now on the charges of lying to the cops. The assumption is, and we don't know for sure, but the assumption is that the sentencing later on Thursday, what will happen is she will probably walk free. She's probably done, and it's on to the money grab. And she's, you know, she's still just a kid. She's in her mid-20s, and the world has been watching her now for a couple of years. She's been the lead story, I want to say, probably 10,000 times. And you could probably multiply that if you went into all those nooks and crannies that I'm talking about, from small local stations to the big networks. Every twist and turn of the Casey Anthony saga over the death of the 2-year-old daughter, Kaylee, chloroformed or not, the smell in the trunk, the car that was at the tow yard, the parents, their reaction, and testifying. And it's like the question of why didn't the prosecution call her, as Don was saying, why didn't the prosecution call her to the stand? Like I said, you can't do that in a capital murder case. But to be even a little bit more clear, prosecutors never, if you look at any cases, can't call a defendant to the stand. My brother, who's an attorney, ironically in Orlando, shot me a text message as did Donovan Madsen. Just a quick reminder that you would violate the Fifth Amendment if that were to happen. So even think back to your Law and Order days, if you ever watched any of those 10,000 different versions of Law and Order, that never, ever happens. And that's the reason why, unless they choose to do so on their own. So that was a thought. Why would Casey Anthony take the stand? Why would O.J. Simpson take the stand and risk being shredded by the prosecution? So that was never, I mean, that was never in the cards. That was never going to happen. All right, speaking of O.J. Simpson, I had a chance to talk to him a couple of times in my life. Now, this isn't my conversation with him, but the great trial attorney, F. Lee Bailey, Flea as he is nicknamed, threw in his two cents about the Anthony verdict. Take a listen.
These comments by people like Nancy Grace, for instance, are absolutely disgusting and offensive. Who are these people who do not track the evidence, who don't come to the courtroom and watch the testimony and throw their garbage opinions all over the airwaves? I think it's a very bad trend.
And see, F. Lee Bailey, he knew all about circumstantial evidence, and he knew all about breaking that down. And there comes to play that reasonable doubt. And the jury felt like that was it. There wasn't the DNA. If they had had the DNA on the duct tape, boom, that's it. She's gone. She's on death row, I think. But they didn't have that. So it was painting the picture. Ooh, why 30 days? Don't notify. All the chloroform looking up. I mean, come on. You don't have to be Columbo to piece all this together and say, you know, what do you think's going on there? Let's go to Sam in Montreal. Hey, Sam.
Hey, how you doing, gorgeous?
Good. What's shaking in your neck of the woods? Of course, we're talking about Casey Anthony. And, you know, I have a question for you.
Yeah.
In the Canadian system, a court of law.
Some of it's based on British law as well.
Right, which isn't it guilty and you have to prove your innocence?
Here in Quebec, it's same thing, innocent until you're proven guilty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, so same thing.
Right, and I mean, if she's got half a brain, now, obviously I can't jump. Like you said, she should lay low. And like your previous caller said, move to another country? Fat chance, because this thing's been played all over the world.
Oh, yeah, everybody knows that face, especially now.
Right.
But there are places that you could go. But here's the thing.
Right.
She's a kid. She's attractive. She was in hot body contests and all that other stuff before this. Trust me. The camera's going to roll somehow, and she's going to end up in front of it. So I don't see her hiding out. She's not going to go live in a teepee somewhere and not be around for people to talk about. I think she's going to crave the limelight somehow. I don't know that she's going to be very vocal other than what she wants to say out there, but I think she's going to be out there. And
right.
Remember, you know, let me give you a completely different example. It's like O.J. Simpson had the massive, massive ego, because I sat down with him and did those series of interviews. But knowing that even beforehand, he was the star athlete. He was always the stud, the movie star. Well, try to be movie star. You know, basically his whole life he was the center of attention. Then he became the bad guy after everything that happened and then getting acquitted. But he was like the moth to the flame of fame. He still wanted that. He craved it. And there are people that will feed that, absolutely, because they'll make money on it, too. And Don said this, well, if nobody buys it. But you know what? That's not the society we live in. People are too curious. We live in a rubber-necking world. And people can't help themselves. There'd be enough people that would buy it. If right now, today, the National Enquirer or Star Magazine or whatever other crap is out there on the newsstands,
or as a friend of mine calls it, bathroom reading material.
Yeah, absolutely. There are definitely enough of those magazines out there, People Magazine. They would offer her a truckload of money because they would make a truckload of money, more than what they would pay her. And trust me, I believe she'll do the interview. I think she'll do the interview and steer it her way. Won't answer, you know, she's not going to say, I did it or whatever. But she'll talk about what it's like being in her skin or whatever. And she's going to make millions on this.
And it really stinks.
It does.
Okay, let's just get off the bad news thing for a second. I guess you know Kate and William are here in Canada.
And I hear talk about security and being concerned. I hear they were being smothered by security, which makes sense because they're celebrities of a different sort.
Yeah, but you want to hear the funny part. I told you they came here to Montreal and then they went to Quebec City.
Yeah.
And you know what one of the separatists, you know what a really staunch separatist group called them? Parasites.
Really? Just to take a swing at the Royals, though.
Yeah, but the funny part was one of the stops made here in Montreal was at a children's hospital that had a, you know, children's cancer unit. And they said, okay, those separatist groups said, okay, we won't, you know, it's a children's hospital, we won't be as vocal. But there were a lot of people there saying, you know, I don't care about the politics. They're celebrities, you know. And then one of the questions, you know, they do that famous walkabout.
Yeah.
One girl went up to William and said, excuse me, Your Highness, can you clone yourself? Because you're so beautiful.
Oh, people are nuts.
Yeah.
That's the question he's saying instead of, hey, nice to meet you.
Yeah,
boom,
I know. Yeah, but most people, you know, they said nice to meet you, you know, and the flowers. And they made an unscheduled stop to a town called Slave Lake, Alberta, because a quarter of their town was burnt in a fire 2 months ago. So they went and they didn't do the usual, you know, sorry to hear about you. They actually met, shook hands, and talked to firemen, paramedics, and people who lost everything. So they are, as they are, down to earth, normal people. I mean, if they didn't have the title, I'd want to get together with William and have a beer with him. That's what I think of him.
Well, you know what? They should be ambassadors of goodwill. When you have that good fortune, you should pay it forward and spread it. And you know, Princess Diana, that's what she tried to do. Whether she was shy and uncomfortable in the role and all that other stuff, the one thing that she did relish and that she did thrive in was in helping other people with the landmine things and stuff with kids and AIDS and whatnot. So she did do that, and that's nice to see that the son, it sounds like, is trying to do the same thing.
Yeah. So most of my friends are saying this marriage is going to work, not like his, you know, his uncle or his parents or. You know, or whatever, but this marriage is going to work.
Yeah, and they've been together for a long time before they got married, too.
Yeah, and during one of their walkabouts in Prince Edward Island, they went and they, you know, they started holding children, they started kissing children. So some commentators were saying, do you think, like, either A, she is pregnant, or B, they're thinking about starting a family. So,
yeah, that makes sense because, you know, in England they bet on anything, Sam. And I'm sure there's bets out there as to when she would be pregnant, when the birth of the child you could expect because he's the heir to the throne after Charles, all that sort of stuff.
Well, since there's no soccer season going on right now in Britain, they got to bet on something.
That's true.
Yeah.
And they bet on anything. They do, no doubt.
You know. Anyway, one other thing. My niece is getting married September 6th, and Steve is already starting to write what he's going to say under the canopy. I went, Steve, you still got 2 months. He goes, but Uncle, I want to get it just right.
Good for him.
I said,
Good for him.
Yeah, but Steve, do it the way I do. What, you mean like a politician? Fake it?
I went, well, but I'm bummed. Perfect note to end this on. Sam, take care. All right, so... it's interesting in the sidebar of what Sam said, it kind of plays along the Anthony lines, the fame bug, you know, whether or not in the royal situation, uber fame, you saw what happened with the wedding and how crazy it is. And we are definitely in a celebrity crazed world now. We really are. With all the things that are happening and examining what's going on in Washington, if we just take the United States of America, and people hanging on to their liberties and scared to death when you hear about things like the fact that the TSA is saying or Homeland Security is saying they're concerned about people surgically implanting bombs, that there are terrorists who are willing to do that, that Al-Qaeda is going to make that happen or they're already making that happen. And look out in the United States because that's how you could blow up some airliners unsuspectingly. Through a kid going through with a bomb. That's just sick and twisted, isn't it? Stay with us. The largest part of gaining radiant health is detoxification. You can drink ionized water, cleanse your intestines, eat a perfect diet, and even take lots of quality supplements, and in many instances, only make minimal progress. What is the key to detoxifying your body of mercury, heavy metals, chemicals, and drugs? It is glutathione. Glutathione is the master antioxidant used to detoxify your entire body. It stops free radicals, keeps cells young, and reduces inflammation. One World Whey protein powder may be able to raise your glutathione production by 64% or more. One World Whey is more effective than any other whey protein powder on the market because it is unheated and from grass-fed cows. All other, quote, cold-processed whey protein powders have been heated and damaged by 15% or more. One World Whey comes in three delicious flavors. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, CrossbreedHolsters.com.
235 years ago, our forefathers signed the Declaration of Independence to escape tyranny and oppression. Today, there is a need to reinforce that declaration. What can we do to protect our health as a nation and in our homes from those who wish to control the quality of our air and water? To find out, you need to visit airandaqua.com right now or call 612-767-2777. You will receive a free copy of our Constitution, a newsletter, and bonus items. Air and Aqua.com. Purify your life today.
Where can you find a super strength potassium iodide supplement? Right here at thyroidki.com. With global radiation levels at record highs, is your thyroid safe from radioactive iodine poisoning? Potassium iodide, the key ingredient in Thyroid KI, is proven to block radioactive iodine from damaging your thyroid. Thyroid damage is permanent and can lead to thyroid cancer. Unlike other potassium iodide products, Thyroid KI is formulated in convenient 32.5 milligram tablets and is independently tested for purity with a 100% money-back guarantee. With limited stock selling fast, act now. Prepare yourself and protect your family. Use coupon code THYROID for a 10% discount. Visit ThyroidKI.com. That's Thyroid, the letter K, the letter I.com. ThyroidKI.com or call 855-599-9444. 855-599-9444. Again, that's 855-599-9444.
I threw this out just before we stepped aside for a few seconds to go grab a coffee, right? That the TSA is talking about, yeah, we're going to have more interaction with the passengers because we already love it, don't we? We do. I don't care who you are. Nobody likes it. Nobody likes it. Even if they say, you know what, you don't like it, don't go to the airport. Or if somebody says, I'm willing to have them strip search me, I don't care. I just want to be safe. Like, as if you could ever be safe 100%. There's a guarantee out there. There's no guarantee like that. But let's just say, now they're talking about the fact that you can surgically implant the bombs in the terrorists. Of course, you could have always done that, but that's how Al-Qaeda is getting around the, dogs and sniffing out the bombs and the subways and, now all of these questions at the airports and the student visas, what's going to be the pullback there? So in a sick, sad, and twisted world on the terrorist hotline, the new thing to do with suicide bombers is to simply wire them up from the inside out, right? And what a surprise. You go from the underwear bomber who didn't succeed to, all right, so we implant them right in the body. talk about lethal. And how do you determine that? How do you be on the lookout for these new suicide bombers? How do you ramp up security? How do you send your antenna out there that you know, oh, red flag. We don't profile, but oh, red flag. I can tell. Something's wrong. That's not just bloat. That's a bomb. And that's what's happened. What's happened is the massive amounts of intel that gets poured through from cockamamie nutballs that are homegrown to those overseas to ultimately drilling it down to the people who will do us harm or who want to do us harm. That's the information that they're getting, that this is the technique. Because, man, you're just going to end all the doubt. You're just going to blow up the planes. Because, hey, you're being a martyr, and your family's being rewarded, and you get the gig because this is you're on a mission. So why not? If we wire you, who cares? We know that the delivery system could be pretty accurate. And what they could do is, for women, they say put it in breast implants. And for men, they could kind of do the same thing or just put it in his abdomen. You open him up, looks like he had an appendix deal. Sew him up and then off to the races. And then you've got that explosive surgical implant there. And when the suicide bomber wants to say adios, amigos and amigas, all they have to do is use a syringe to inject a chemical and it explodes it. That's pretty harsh. That's a big wake-up call. How detectable are they going to be? And the answer is the machines that they're talking about now, all these crazy machines that we're dealing with, when you travel enough, you know what I'm talking about, the body scanners, that they don't even help. They can't detect this. So you can go through all the body scanners you want to. They can blow up your skirt a million times or your pants or whatever, but they're not going to know if you have one of those bombs wired to you. All right, speaking of being wired, you can only imagine we've been talking about it here on America Tonight, just like everybody else in America. I say it's water cooler buzz that we hopefully create, and often, sometimes, we can't help it, but the train drives us in that direction, and we would be remiss not to discuss it, to discuss the legal avenues, what's happened, circumstantial evidence, this trial that's being dubbed the trial of the century. I don't know if I agree with that, but it certainly was a big trial. You had the little girl, you had the setup with the young mother, the whole thing, and naturally, it was made for TV. So, I mean, you don't have to look any further to know, you know how Nancy Grace is, the rants that Nancy Grace gets on. I was just reading something somewhere earlier in the day that she's gotten her best ratings ever. It's like F. Lee Bailey can say, oh, this Nancy Grace and these people saying this and saying that. Well, people are watching. This is the best ratings, period, that she's ever had. So, controversy sells. People were intrigued by this. People were rubbernecking this case. And, you know, maybe I shouldn't say rubbernecking. I think it's the fact that so many people were just flat out outraged. In the court of public opinion, she loses this. Absolutely. There may be some of you that think, hey, this is, like we were talking about the other night, this is the justice system. But in a court of public opinion, she loses. Let's go to Rick in Illinois. Hey, Rick, you have the last word on that. On Casey Anthony this hour.
Oh, yeah, I heard that she'll probably make a fortune off of this.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, she can get OJ to help her write a book, you know, If I Done, Kill My Kid, you know. Made TV movie, and there'll be all kinds of book, I mean, photo offers, like Playboy and stuff like
yeah.
that.
So. Yeah, absolutely.
Girls Gone Wild and all that stuff. So she'll probably make all kinds of money off of this stuff. I just wonder what her family's going to do now, her mom and dad.
Yeah, I wonder. They weren't, you know, they didn't stick around. They didn't embrace her. They
nope.
didn't run up
oh,
and scream for excitement.
Nothing.
Nothing. Yeah. They left. So. And I think of my own family and how if they knew I didn't do it, if I was wrongly accused, if it just seemed the circumstantial evidence was mounting against me, oh, they'd be, you'd have to tear them off of me. I mean, most people would have that same reaction. This is your flesh and blood. And if your daughter didn't do it, oh, absolutely, you would cast as much of a shadow of a doubt on her as, you know, the fact that she was getting railroaded as you could, and they never did that.
No, I think they finally realized during the trial that finally dawned on them that she did have something to do with it.
Yep.
That's why they just got up and left after the verdict spread.
Sure.
But anyway, they said she got no place to go, but they got to give her car back to her, don't they?
You know what, that's an interesting question. I think the car, which was part of the evidence and the air samples and everything, absolutely, it's back to the Anthony family for sure.
Yeah,
which one, if it's her father who gets it or she gets it, is it in her name? You know, that depends. But yes, they would get the car back.
Yeah, I'd probably give it to her so she can get out of the house. We'll live on the bridge somewhere or something. But she'll make a fortune off of this and everything. On this debt ceiling, I see that Republicans want to cut spending.
Yeah.
Democrats say, yeah, we'll just cut the military. And they say, oh, no, we can't do that. So, I mean, you got to cut everything. You just can't have one thing and not cut other stuff. I mean, everything's got to be downsized.
Well, you're right. Cherry picking might be a start, but it's not enough.
No, I mean, you're serious about lowering the budget. You got to slice military and the government funds, and programs, and everything. I mean, everybody's got to take a book, hit. Probably don't want to mess with the military, so you ain't going to say solve nothing doing that. So.
Yeah, they're stuck. I mean, you're right. You have to get in the tractor and you have to mow it all down, brother. You got to mow it all down. If you're going that route, cherry picking might help, but the number is so large, it's not enough. It's like when Rick, you've worked places where people are raising money for whatever charity and they have that thermometer thing they start to fill up. And instead of pressing, you go in day after day. There's not enough people that work there, and for goodness sake, people don't have enough money. But they have like a $20,000 or other bigger nut to make up, and you never see that thermometer really, you know, start to move up any. Well, it's the same thing. We can't get to the top of the thermometer. We can't fill it up unless they really get serious and they really slash. They got to slash and trash. Close your eyes and start to slash.
Oh, it'd be no sacred cows, everything.
Absolutely. Absolutely. If they're serious about doing it, that's exactly what they'll do. Two hands on the wheel, drive safely, my friend, and thanks for the call. I'm going to leave you with this. It was James Riley who said the most essential factor is persistence, the determination never to allow your energy or enthusiasm to be dampened by the discouragement that must inevitably come. Ooh, that's a good one for this hour.